A lot of people buy a handheld vacuum cleaner because they have trouble cleaning their stairs with their main cylinder or upright cleaner with the tools attached. So I'm going to use the Shark Rocket on my stairs just to judge how easy it is to use and how effective it is as well. Well, there are two options you can use for cleaning stairs with the Rocket. Option one, I would say this nozzle, the wide upholstery tool attached directly to the cleaner, is ideal for cleaning the stairs. It's quite a wide nozzle, so it means it's going to take you less time to go over your stairs. Plus, the litter pickers either side of the nozzle should help deal with pet hairs. So for day-to-day cleaning, the straight suction nozzle will be fine. But if you want to give your stairs the sort of deep clean they've probably never had, we can actually attach the power nozzle directly to the handheld unit. So now we have the same power that we use on the carpets, we can now use this on carpeted stairs. So I wouldn't say you'd need to use this nozzle every time you clean your stairs, but maybe once a month, give them a real deep clean using the power nozzle. If your stairs have only ever been cleaned with, say, a little handheld vacuum or a cylinder vacuum, you're in for a shock, because I reckon once you add some agitation to the stair carpet, you're going to be pulling up a load of dirt that was deep down in your pile and you hadn't removed using your old methods. So, as I say, with the nozzle attached, let's move up one so you can see, with the power nozzle attached, it is just a little bit wider than a standard stair. It does stick out a bit, but you can either go this way, then turn round and do the other side, or you can do it head on like this, back and forwards. I'll just show you what I mean. Either way, whatever way you do it, it does add to the weight, obviously, when you're using this. But most of the weight, of course, is taken when you're using it. There's very little weight. There's the same weight in your hand as you'd have when you're vacuuming your floors and carpets. It's obviously, you're going to feel the weight when you're lifting it up each step. So if you need something much lighter, then possibly don't use the power head and just attach this nozzle. Might not get such deep down dirt just using this nozzle, but it's effective enough, and of course it makes the machine light. The 10 meter cable, you'll have no problem whatsoever getting to the top of the stairs and beyond. As well as cleaning your carpets, your hard floors and your stairs, you can also use the Rocket above the floor by attaching the tube and holding it up like this. It's very light in the hand, it's well balanced, the tube is light, so you can attach one of the nozzles to the end, whether it be the crevice nozzle or the dusting brush, and you can reach up high and do your high level dusting. When cleaning upholstered furniture with a Shark Rocket, there are a number of tools you could select. The most obvious choice, of course, is the wide upholstery nozzle with its litter pickers either side of the suction inlet. It helps deal with those clinging pet hairs. Naturally, for all your nooks and crannies, down the side of your sofa, getting all those biscuit crumbs that you've dropped, or if you're lucky, any pound coins, you've of course got this long crevice tool. If you want to add a little bit of agitation when you're cleaning, you've got the brush attachment, so you can use that. That can help dislodge hairs as well, but they tend to stick to the brush, so you might have to pick them off afterwards. One other tool you can use, because I have shown you all the handheld tools you get with the machine, but if you want to, you can actually use the power head, and I'm going to use the power head on this sofa behind me. I wouldn't recommend using this on delicate fabrics, only use it if you've got a hard wearing sofa, and even then use it with caution. Now, this is a very hard-wearing sofa. I'm quite happy to use the nozzle on setting 2, but of course, you can try it on setting 1, which is a lower speed. If any doubt enters your head whether you should use the nozzle, then I suggest just using straight suction. But you might be surprised at the amount of dirt and dust that is embedded in your sofa cushions that is released when you use this. Another item I would recommend strongly you clean using the power nozzle is your mattress. Now, of course, a mattress absorbs your sweat, your skin flakes, all sorts of nasty things are in your mattress, including dust mites and their feces. Sleep well tonight, folks. Anyway, you can use this. Attach it directly to the Shark, use this for cleaning your mattress, and you might be disgusted at what's in the bin when you've finished. I'm going to clean the whole of this sofa and then I'll show you the results in the dirt bin. But just before I continue with my job, I've taken all the cushions off, but there's a lot of dirt here that's obviously gathered because it's not been removed for a while, these sofa cushions. And hopefully this shot you'll be able to see all the bits vibrating and being loosened before they're sucked in to the machine. Not sure if that picked up on camera, but I could certainly see all the dust, all the little gritty particles being vibrated and being removed. Okay, the next time you'll see me in the rocket is when I empty the bin after giving all this sofa a thorough clean. Okay, so I put down a piece of paper so we can see the full horror of what the Shark rocket has removed from a small 3-seater sofa. Make sure we get everything. Pretty disgusting, we've been sitting on that. A lot of fibrous material. By the looks of it, it's dog hair. Couldn't even see that, where did that come from? If we move that to the more horrifying sight under all this hair, is all this gritty material. You can hear it. There's a lot, that's old dust. I've seen a lot of dust in my time, and that is old, old dust that's been in that material for a long time. Look at that. Now I'm convinced that it's the agitation of that power head that has removed a lot of the gritty particles. Using suction only, we might not have got such a dramatic result. So that's another excellent result from the Shark rocket. Before I give you my summary of the Shark rocket, I wanted to show you the filter. Now obviously this video has been edited because it would have gone on for hours and hours had I shown you every single thing I've done today. But what I haven't done is touched the filter. Obviously I've emptied the machine a few times because I've picked up a lot of dirt, but I've not cleaned this filter. So let's have a look at how clean or dirty it is. Well, that's not bad at all. You can see the inside of the lid. There is some dust on there. And that is the dust. This is the result of all those cleaning jobs. So yes, it's got dirty, but it's by no means is it absolutely filthy dirty. There's still suction, there's still airflow. So if I take the sponge filter out, see a bit more clearly. That side is a lot cleaner. That's the dirty side, obviously. So by no means